Welcome to the Real Estate Experts Podcast with Jacob and Jennifer Fries. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jennifer.
Today, we are talking about preparing your home to stand out before selling, and we have an awesome guest in-house today, Hillary Jeter. Hillary started her business 3 years ago during the craziness of COVID and has grown it to 13 organizers.
Woohoo! Yes.
She has worked with Dave and Jenny Mars and will be on an up-and-coming episode.
How soon does that air?
March 5th is the projected date. It could change, but as of now, that's what they tell me.
Awesome. She started her company as home organizing, has expanded those services, and we will talk more in depth about what those services are. Welcome today, Hillary. How are you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Great.
Well, I mean, as you know, you're on the Real Estate Experts. So one of my first questions, just as realtors, we know the importance of, you know, we walk into a house and we just want to list it, right? We just want to list it and sell it and move on. And we love that idea of making it so easy. But can you just tell us, you know, maybe exactly what the steps are if you were to walk into a property, you know, the things that you would want to do, and then tell us more about those different services?
Absolutely. So what we offer is staging and decluttering. So when I say staging, we utilize what the client has. We don't actually bring more furniture or decor, anything like that, because it helps keep the cost down overall for the client while maximizing their return. So we'll stage, but the decluttering process is really important because most people have too much in their home, too many photos, too much furniture, making the place look small, too many items out, too many knickknacks. So the decluttering process is really important for ideal listing photos, and then also for showings and tours of the home. And depersonalization overall is the golden standard for right. What we can do. So when we walk in, we can create a plan for the client that they can execute themselves, or we create a plan and then our professional team comes in and executes that plan for them. Two options.
You know, the decluttering, I think I want to dive deeper into right now, because you said you had an awesome stat about clutter in the house.
Yes. So the average American house hosts about 300,000 items.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And many of those we can see. Wow. They're out and about. Yes. So 300,000 items is a lot to manage, but it's also a lot to look at when you are going to tour or list a house. So we come in and we help the clients declutter that. Typically, a stat that's really fun is 1 in 7 homes have an entire room that is unusable because of the amount of stuff that is inside of it.
So, you know, it's kind of like we've gone from just a junk drawer in the kitchen to a junk room.
It has basically taken over. Yes, exactly.
That's crazy.
And that's very undesirable for a real estate agent to have to right. list a home that is right. so full that it is unusable for a potential buyer to even visualize what that space could be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell us more about that process. So when you walk in and let's say you're going to depersonalize, you know, the space, right? What does it look like? I mean, you know, when I think of home, you know, when I think of sellers and I'm talking to them about listing their property and we're having these conversations, I mean, they want to get a feel about, okay, what's this going to be like for me? You know, how am I going to live?
Yeah.
You know, when all this is going on, can you kind of, you know, set the stage for us?
Absolutely. So a hard conversation to have with a potential client is that they have to kind of break up with their home. Essentially, you have to emotionally detach. This is no longer your home. Uh-huh. You are looking to have somebody else come in and make it their home. So the depersonalization process includes removal of family photos, of kids' artwork, of personal items, things that could attach the home to you and prevent a new homeowner from attaching it to themselves. So there's depersonalization as far as that goes, you know, personal, even to the point of if you have a very specific decor style, we try and neutralize that so mm-hmm. that any client with any personal decor style could come in and see their, visualize their right. selves there.
You know, I want to touch on that a little bit more because I think that's really interesting what you just said. I feel like you would be an amazing partner to a real estate agent because you might be part of the therapy of the homeowner. Like, we need to detach you from this. This is no longer your home, even though they still own it.
Yeah.
You're trying to
It is a mental, emotional process for sure. Because in their mind, selling may just be one dimension, but really what it comes down to is there's multiple facets, and it includes this emotional detachment that needs to happen, which they might not have been prepared to really come face to face with.
And so after the depersonalization, what's the next step?
Yeah. So after depersonalization, so the actual photos coming down, things like that, and we help them pack them up. We'll wrap them, we'll pack them, box them, all those things. So we're not just going to make a pile in your garage. You know, we will do it nicely. We'll do it neatly, make it very easy for you to move your things, label each box appropriately. So depersonalize, then we declutter. So for example, if a woman is coming into a home, the places she's going to look at to determine if she wants to move in or not are typically the kitchen and pantry and the master closet and perhaps a kid's space, like a playroom or something like that. So we focus on those very high dollar returns. Mm-hmm. So we want to declutter and create clear surfaces. All surfaces must be clear. There should be no, you know, knickknacks or little pottery things hanging around your sink. We really declutter every surface. And then in the closet, we give breathing room. So we'll pack up all of your winter stuff if you're listening in the summer, because we want it to look like there's more breathing room in there. We'll pack up anything you might not need in the next 30 to 60 days and help you create the illusion of more space and declutter the space. We'll bring in brand new hangers so it looks updated rather than dry cleaning hangers everywhere. So just to give that initial visual appeal. And these services can range anywhere from, you know, just the basics. We'll just come in and clear surfaces to all the way down to the nitty gritty details as far as switching out your hangers for you, organizing your shoes in a, you know, color coded order. So there's a spectrum.
Oh man, that would be amazing for my OCD. I would love to see that.
So the decluttering after the depersonalization, clearing surfaces of all kinds, and then each space individually. And we know that listing photos will take photos of the kitchen spaces. Maybe they won't take a photo of, you know, a small closet. So we could also use a small closet to put extra things in that you might need to use and need access to and not pack up. But we have little tips and tricks to make it appear and give the illusion of more space and less clutter.
Awesome.
So typically, how many days, you know, let's just say a house that's maybe about 1800, 1900 square feet, you know, maybe less than 2000. What do you estimate the time to be able to come in and go out and all of that good
yes,
stuff?
That's just one day. That's just one session that we would need.
Really?
Typically with 2 to 3 organizers, our stager usually leading that crew. It's very efficient. We can execute very quickly. The last one we did was 4 hours, and we were able to completely clear all surfaces, depersonalize. And it was probably about 1800 square feet, mm-hmm. 2 stories. So it just depends also on the quantity, right?
Sure,
so
sure.
An 1800 square foot could really be holding, you know, 4,000 square feet worth of stuff. So sure. It does depend. That's why we always do a walkthrough and do a free consultation before our services are rendered.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about the different services that you offer. So you said we've, you know, touched on a couple. So tell us the full run.
Yeah. So it started as an in-home organizing company. I'm a mom, and it was kind of built for moms because I know a lot of us work full time. Our kids are in many activities, and we are trying to be a good wife. We're trying to be a good mother. We're trying to be a good employee. And sometimes the nitty gritty things like organizing your home or keeping systems going falls to the back burner or is a lesser of priority. And that's okay, because nobody's going to die if the socks aren't in the right drawer. Like, right, it's okay.
Right.
But it does help mentally and emotionally to have systems. The average person spends about 10 minutes a day looking for lost items. And when you calculate that, it's 2.5 days a year. Do you know what I could do?
Yeah,
2.5 days
absolutely.
A year?
I'm kind of nervously laughing right now because that's me in my shop.
Okay,
at my shop, yes. Looking for tools or
We need to have a therapy session with her in your shop for sure.
Do you need to break up with some things
oh
in your
gosh.
Shop?
She's got to break up with a lot
No. I don't. I'm emotionally attached to every single tool I own. I just don't always find them.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And that's how it begins, right? Like 10 minutes looking for something. Then it gets worse and you go buy something because you think you don't have it. Then you bring in more things.
He knows yes. about the buying part.
Yes. Guilty. And then you find
it. I may own 3 or 4 of one tool.
Precisely. But they're all in different spots now and you don't know where to look for them. So 10 minutes a day adds up. And for a mom, if each kid is looking around for 10 minutes a day for their things they can't find, it adds up. It adds a lot of stress when you're trying to get out the door in a certain amount of time if kids can't find things. So that's how it started, in-home organizing, helping moms create systems for themselves and for their children to live a more efficient, productive, peaceful life. That's our goal. It's for each client to have that experience. And so once I was home organizing and we had gotten that going, I had gotten a call from somebody who was relocating from California, and they wanted us to unpack and organize at the same time. And that's when Concierge Move-In was born. So we now do what we call Concierge Move-In. We unpack and organize you all at the same time. Nice. So we create the systems from the beginning. There's no living out of your boxes for days or weeks or months, depending on how busy your life is. And you, if you're relocating for work, you can just hit the ground running. You don't have to stress about finding your work clothes or finding the kids' backpacks so they can start school, because we unpack it all and set your organization systems up from the beginning.
Nice. Now, question in regards to that, because I think of having someone unpack my entire home. And I think, okay, let's say I get a week down the road and everything's, you know, beautiful. I can't find something.
Would that be terrible?
It would be. It would be terrible.
Okay, you're right. In my case, maybe not.
No, that'd be a normal day for you. Yeah, you're right. No. Yes, so we give full home tours at the end of when we are finished. Of course, it comes down to where are the paper clips. Then, you know, but usually our organizers are trained to organize intuitively. Where would these things be if you were to look for them? But the client involvement is important on that end. We don't just unpack without asking the client for their input. So when we are unpacking the playroom, you know, which toys do you want out of reach? Oh, the Legos. I have a 1-year-old. We want those up high. Okay, what about this spot? Yes, that works. And then we move on. Other things are more intuitive. We label. So that's very important. If you're in the pantry and you're like, where's my bread? You're going to just go to the bin that says bread. Right. So there are some intuitive systems that we have set up. But then at the end, the client does get a full tour of their space. As far as, here's your general utility drawer. That's where you would find pens and tape and scissors and keys, things like that. And honestly, if the client calls us and asks us where it is, 9 times out of 10, we can tell them. Nice. Because we've just... It's intuitive for us, right. And yeah. We know, and we can call the girl.
Because it makes, you have it making sense.
Correct.
And so then you just have to kind of teach the client in that short window. Like,
yes.
Here's why it makes sense.
Yes. And with any move, there's going to be that. There's going to be little bumps as far as where is our stuff. But again, intuitively, the socks are going to be in your dresser, probably the top left drawer. You know?
Right.
Just give it your
and
best
see,
guess.
I ask that question too, though, because of the control freaks out there.
Like, absolutely.
People that aren't willing to let go, maybe they really, truly need this service. But they're such a control freak, like, no way I'm ever going to let other people touch my stuff.
Yes.
And so.
And that's where it comes down to just having extra hands. We are open to you telling us your preferences. And so if you tell us, we unpack this box and put everything in this box in this spot, we can do it. But now you have saved yourself the energy and the time and just given the direction, and we can execute appropriately. And awesome. The control freak side, it is real. I'm one of those. So, like, I get it. I get where they're coming from. And we're not offended at all if they ask us, you know, to do something specific. But there's some intuitive things. The silverware is probably going to go in the drawer closest to the dishwasher almost every time. You know, so there's just intuitive things that are pretty consistent across the board. But every space is unique. And we try and customize the systems for that client.
You know, we've lived in the house that we're in right now for over 6 months. And I still have to look through every drawer to go and find something.
Yes. Like,
I'm in the kitchen maybe slightly more than Jennifer, but yet she knows where everything is and I don't.
You gotta retrain those newer pathways.
Right. And there's a certain, I like everything to be in a certain place, because we have 2 scissors right now because they won't put the scissors where I want them.
That's
right.
So funny.
I
Let's
just
talk
went
about
and
scissors
got another
real quick
pair of scissors
in my entire life.
So there's a pair of scissors in one drawer and then the scissors where I want them.
Exactly.
So it's just silly stuff like that.
You've figured it out.
I figured him out.
Yes, yes. I'm a very big fan of putting things where you use them. So if he uses them over there and you use them over there, splitting them is probably the best solution for everybody.
We did have a little bit of argument where those scissors went. But you know what? Here's what's sad. At my shop in my office, I have probably 10 pairs of scissors. And I'm right now in a position where I actually know where one is, but typically they get lost. I have like 10 tape measures in my life because I can never find a tape measure. And so anyway, so we could go into that for hours, but
right.
But it's also a fantastic service as far as the Concierge Move-In goes. If realtors do want to offer that as part of their value proposition, you don't have to pay for the whole thing yourself. Sometimes clients will, if I have a real estate client, they'll pay for half and then the homeowner pays for the other half, you know, for a full day session or vice versa, or they just recommend our services and you don't even have to, as a realtor, have any out-of-pocket costs. But the fact that you have this referral on your list and the client has the option, it gives you just a kind of that boost and that bump, because not a lot of people will offer that as part of their package as a real estate agent. But it's available and it can really help decrease that stress level that your client feels from moving. And as much as real estate agents can make it such a smooth process, physically moving is super stressful. I think 45% of respondents to a certain poll said that it is more stressful than a breakup or divorce and more stressful than getting married. So like you're dealing with very, very stressed out clients as real estate agents. And if you can bring that stress level down even a little bit mm-hmm. by offering such a concierge move-in package, you know, then more power to you and, you know, all the more value that you can offer.
Well, as much as I've moved in the last, since I've known Jacob Fries, I would say that he needs to offer those services
to his wife.
Hillary, you're hired. Every move from here
done.
On out, because there's probably going to be many more.
I love it.
So tell me, what do you think? So what do you think the must, you know, when you, I mean, because bare minimum, some people are thinking, I can't afford to do this.
Yes.
You know, I can't afford to do this. What do you think if a seller is saying, well, you know, what are the things that, what are the key things that they can do, you know, or you can help them with that are just the mess that you have seen where it's going to create more buyer appeal, you know, to someone walking in and increase, you know, the value of the property.
Absolutely. So if we do a free consultation, then if we do create a plan for you, there is a charge just for that plan and it can be executed by the client, like I had mentioned. And so those certain must-haves are in no particular order, but all very important. The depersonalization. You have to take down grandma's pictures. You have to take down the pictures of your family on the beach. Those are absolute must-haves. You can replace them with some neutral art. You can leave the walls blank, however it may be. Not too bare and, you know, minimalistic because you want something in the space. But first and foremost, you have to depersonalize the space. That breakup is very important. And the next thing will be giving breathing room in every space. And the next will be those surfaces being cleared in the bathrooms, in the kids' rooms, in the kitchen. Those surfaces have to be clear for clients, for new homeowners to not be visually distracted by your things. You want them to see the bones of the home. You want them to see the potential that the home has. So the depersonalization, the decluttering of, you know, the general breathing spaces. And I mean, like if your bookshelf is just jam-packed full of books, half of them need to go away or more. And you need to give that space and the visual breathing room for clients to be able to see themselves there. And listing photos are very important. It can make or break. This is no longer a environment where you can just post the picture of your bed unmade.
We actually you know? Just in our daily lives, we talk about that all the time. We see listings from other agents like, oh,
why
okay, that's
that?
The pictures they posted.
Yes, it's very important. And it can make or break. It can be the one that the client says, I have to see this house because of the listing photos, or it can be like, I'm moving on to the next listing. This looks horrible.
For
and
sure.
So if they don't stop and look at your listing photo because it looks open and breathable and easy to move themselves into, that listing photo is going to be very important. So getting your home at minimum photo ready mm-hmm. is very important.
I agree. I mean, 100%. I mean, just, you know, it's almost like a dating app for people.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, when you think about it, you know, when they're on their phones, they're just like swiping through the house.
Exactly. Are we
and
a good
so,
fit?
Yeah. And if you don't look appealing in yes. some sense of the word, and that's why, you know, it's just so important to have some type of strategy.
Yes.
You know, as realtors, when they go into these spaces, but, you know, that's not our expertise. And I say it that way, you know, I mean, I love interior design and
yes.
I kind of talked about that earlier, but I don't really have time and I'm not educated. You know, I don't have those type of degrees behind my name. And so I don't feel like it's something that I should be doing.
Yeah.
I just know what I like.
Yes.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? And so I just think we just hire people that know exactly what to do and how to do it. And,
yeah.
And as well as the staging portion.
Yes.
So if you were to come in and stage a property, what would that look like for someone?
That's a great question. So again, we don't bring a truckload of couches and stuff to stage your property. We're going to use what you have and make it look as great as it can. 9 times out of 10, we are taking furniture out, though. more than adding anything in, because typically people have, again, too much stuff and have crowded the space too much. So you don't need an entertainment center and three end tables and four couches and the two chairs. So more often than not, we're taking items out and using the garage as a holding space.
What about my camo beanbag?
Camo beanbag? Are we talking like a 12 by 12?
No, we're talking a couple little ones that Jennifer hates.
Oh, no.
I hate them.
Would she just like accidentally never find them again if they got packed away?
If she was had accessibility like I do to a dump trailer, I think that thing would be pretty full.
Yeah, if I was in charge of the dump trailer, like leaving the premises, because I don't tow things very well. And so, yeah, they would be gone.
Yes.
They would be gone.
Things should be moved out for listing
I
photos.
I love those camo beanbag chairs.
Yes. So there's actually a lot of moving out that happens and a lot of creating space, creating ideal walkways. Oftentimes people have their living room set up in a way that's awkward and uncomfortable to move around, and we
but
want
it's
it
handy to watch TV.
Correct. That's the key, right? When you're living it, that's totally fine. Right. When you're trying to sell it, you want it to flow. And so creating easy walkways or easy visual aesthetics is key. So honestly, we move a lot of things out and then rearrange and use what we need. In bedrooms, we often move things out as well, because kids have, you know, multiple bookcases and multiple, you know, of everything, right, and every surface and every wall is covered, and we have to move it out, make it feel bigger. So staging, really 9 times out of 10 for us, is moving things out and rearranging appropriately, using the client's items to the best of our ability.
Okay, we will break for station identification. This is your Real Estate Experts podcast. Our sponsor today is The Roofing Experts. We stand behind our roofs so you can stand under them.
So Hillary, tell us, what is the most common mistake that you see sometimes where maybe someone tried to do it themselves, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this where they kind of go in and they go, okay, I'm not going to hire someone. I'm going to do this myself. What is the most common mistake you see?
Excellent question. So the trouble with that is you have lived in the space so long that you can't see past your own space. There's no fresh eyes, there's no fresh ideas, and there's no fresh perspective. And you can't see your own home and your own space through the eyes of a new homeowner or a new buyer or a potential homeowner. So it's truly, it just comes down to not being able to visualize the space. So the number one mistake often is there's no new plan, no rearranging, because you've liked the way you've watched TV for the last, you know, 15 years. So why change it? To the best of your knowledge, it works. So when you have somebody come in with fresh eyes, somebody who does this in many homes, has the ability to be flexible and create new spaces, even some living rooms can become two living rooms, and you can have a nook on one side, and families like that because now they have a sitting room for the kids and a place for them to watch TV at the same time. So knowing what a potential homeowner is looking for in space is very important. And some homeowners don't have that forethought to think of how we can rearrange it to better fit. If you're an older couple with no kids anymore, you don't think about the new family with kids. Or if you do have kids, you don't think about the older couple who might come in and don't want a playroom. So how do you create that space, that playroom, to look like a multi-use space that somebody else could use? So coming in with those fresh perspectives, the number one mistake is not thinking about the potential homeowner and not executing the space in a way that is most widely accepted.
I love that. I love that. I think that's perfect. It's so true. We don't walk in, even myself. I mean, I walk into my home, and there's things that really make sense to me, and you're going to walk in and go, that didn't make sense.
This is not going
to
work.
Yes. Right. So I love that perspective. So, and just thinking about, you know, the realtors that are actually listening,
yes,
and thinking, oh my goodness, I need to call her. I think she could really help me with, you know, some properties that I'm looking at listing or doing. What can people anticipate? So when I think about you come in and you depersonalize, a lot of times when that happens, sometimes there's layers of dirt and things like that, you know, on the surface. So can you kind of break it down? So would you all come back later and do the staging after it's professionally cleaned? Kind of explain maybe the process of how that might work.
Absolutely. So each home is really different, actually, with the process that happens. So when we come in, typically we try to declutter and stage in the same session,
okay,
and let the cleaners come in after and work with that. Because if we have decluttered, and then they clean, but then now we're moving furniture after them, then there's going to be something under the furniture that they weren't able to get to. So we try and declutter and stage all in the same time so that your cleaners can come in after us. And then the photos happen after that. So that's that kind of three-step process so that you have the ideal situation for tours and showings so that it's freshly cleaned and we haven't moved things around and kicked up dust that was there, you know, for 15 years. True. Yes. So that process, we typically try to come in before the cleaners, if we can, if at all possible, and do the decluttering, packing up some things, getting your boxes and some of your furniture into the garage, then arranging. And then you can have your cleaners come in, which is a great time for them to come in because it'll feel fresh and clean. And you might not want to sell your house after you see how amazing it looks.
I was just getting ready to say.
Fall in love with their house.
Right. We watch those shows and that happens sometimes. People are like, this is where we live. I had no idea.
It could be this good.
You give them such a clean perspective of the way the space could really be lived in.
Exactly.
And so I'm sure people want to hire you to go on to their next house.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you know, I could definitely see that. Now, do you have repeat clients? And when I say that, it's you've come in, you've cleaned, you've organized, you've put their life in order. They live in it 6 months. And then they need you to come back?
Absolutely.
Or every 6 months, they're just on a revolving schedule?
It's a maintenance package. We call it the fluff and buff. Okay. Because yes, every place you live, we don't want you to live in a museum. We don't want to set it up and then your kids feel like they can't play with their own toys because they're in a perfect little bin. No, you have to play with it. Your kids grow. Their toy preferences are going to change. And we can help you come in and kind of just reset and get back to square one. So we do have quite a few repeat clients because life moves on. It's a living, breathing, evolving.
What's the average schedule? Is it every 6 months, every year?
Every 6 months is pretty normal, okay. But we do have clients as frequent as monthly. Yes. And that's okay because the pantry, how many times is your family now in the pantry? If you've got three kids, two adults, three meals a day, my goodness, that thing is going to get used. And then you realize I bought this, you know, Sam's Club size of goldfish and now my kid suddenly hates goldfish. What am I going to do? I have to adjust.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so we come and we help you adjust. And as the kids grow, maybe they can now have access to their snacks. So we rearrange and take the snacks down and make them lower and just make it work for your lifestyle. Again, it's a customized process. We want it to be a personalized system for you that works. There is no one size fits all. So yeah, maintenance is a real thing. And for clients who are moving, we can pack you up in a really organized way. The movers come, get all your stuff in, and then we can come and unpack you. So it's really a seamless process if we can have hands on your stuff at both ends, the packing and the unpacking. It's really seamless that way. We can help you declutter as you go because odds are you don't want to move everything you own. You know, there's certain things that you're no longer using and we can help you declutter that on the front end.
You know, the biggest thing I hate about moving is the last few hours. It's like
the mad scramble.
You've got the majority of things, but then it's like, what do I do with this? Like, how do I move this? You know, I don't want to hurt it or it's just a bunch of random junk. So then you end up with three boxes of, okay, this is our junk drawer.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's the thing that's maddening for me. So I would absolutely love your services.
Yeah, if we come in on the front end, we can help reduce that type of stress.
So we're about out of time today, but let's go over a couple quick things. So what are some of the most commonly missed things in preparing for a home sale, would you say?
So obviously, I'm not like an outside landscaper or anything like that. But for home sale, I think people forget about curb appeal. So that's one thing that has nothing to do with me. That's just you should do that. You should make your home on the outside look really nice. But missed things as far as when homeowners are moving, there's a lot of moving pieces. So getting in and out of your house all in the same day, if your closing gets pushed up or if your closing for the house that you're selling gets pushed up and now you have to get out earlier and you're not prepared, just getting on everybody's schedule that you need to get onto, the movers, the cleaners, the organizers, you know, the photography, all of that, those pieces, I think that's where the professional help really comes in because we can help guide you through that. So the real estate agent will help you set up, you know, the closings and the listing and the photos and the cleaners, but having that schedule set out for you is really helpful because there's so much that can change when you're listing your home, whether it's the market or somebody's desire to buy your home and they want to move in the very next day, whatever it may be. I think people forget that there are so many moving pieces. And if you're trying to switch your child's school zones and you have paperwork to fill out and things like that, that time that you can get back from hiring professionals to do it, I heard you talk about the who, not the...
Who, not how. Yes. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was going to bring that up earlier. It made me think of that book again, because it talks about how being a procrastinator is actually genius, because... You aren't good at it.
And you know it.
And it's like
deep down.
And when I was thinking about that is when you were talking about unpacking someone's home.
Yes.
Because that's what happens. It takes you 2 or 3 months to fully unpack because you're not good at it. You don't want to do it. And so you keep putting it off. And so have your service come in and just knock it out. Yep.
And we'll haul away the boxes for you at the end. You won't even know. You won't even realize that you moved in. Like,
that's great.
It'll be like you lived there forever.
That's great.
So tell me, do you think if it takes someone 4 hours to transfer a closet from a spring wardrobe to a winter wardrobe, does that mean they have too many clothes?
I feel like this is a little more personal.
I do. Well, we can give some personal advice here.
This is back in the old days where I actually had a really nice closet.
Yes, that's the thing. Okay, so typically... for people who have too much stuff, that is very subjective because if it doesn't stress you out and you have the time and you enjoy it and you have the space, go for it.
See, Jennifer, my 60 by 100 building is handy because I have the space for all my stuff.
So, and those are the blueprint we go by is if you love it, need it, or use it, then keep it. If you don't love it, if you are transferring a whole spring wardrobe that you actually only wear about 25% of, because really we wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time.
It's so true.
So
the old 80-20 rule.
Yes, yep. It is. And it's becoming more and more true. The more we have fast fashion and more access to things and, you know, things just dropping on our doorstep, you know, you don't have to go out physically anymore, but you bring them in. If you're only actually going to wear 20% of your spring clothes, I suggest having a hard, do I love it? Do I need it? Do I use it conversation? And deciding, is it worth my time? What could I have done with those 4 hours? Could I have procured a new client? Could I have closed a deal? Could I have scheduled a massage for myself? If those 4 hours are valuable to you in a different way, then by all means, you can reduce to down to less. But if you don't mind and it doesn't stress you out and you have the space for it, then to each their own.
Perfect. I like it. Perfect. So you've been talking and given us so much information. Is there anything else that maybe we haven't asked you that you really feel like the listeners need to understand about your services?
Yes. So it is very flexible and fluid. While we do have like a schedule, a fee schedule, essentially, we can work with whatever you would like to put into it, whatever investment you seek to make. If you're looking to invest only $500 on the front end of getting your home staged, we can make the most bang for your buck for that amount. Or if you're looking for the whole package and you've got limitless resources to get your life in order, we can also work with that. So I want customers, clients, potential real estate agents to know that this isn't out of reach. It's a very needed service and it's flexible and fluid, and whatever budget or timeline you are working with, it is as easy as a phone call to see if it's something that we can help you with, because my heart is for mamas. And if moms are moving and, you know, dads too, of course.
Right.
But really, right. For whatever reason, the women seem to carry
they're
a
nesters,
lot of that weight.
That's why.
Yes, it is.
Well,
they want everything.
Their space
it
and is. Their children, and they want them to feel welcome and at home.
Yes, as least disruptive as possible. They want their lives to have a smooth transition. So I want that for each client, for each customer to have that peaceful transition to a new home. It should be a happy time. It should be an exciting time. It should be a time of as least stress as possible. So it is flexible. It is fluid. And so our services range widely. And I think we try to make it as accessible to everybody as possible.
I think that's wonderful. I just think we're going to need to have a one-on-one session with Jacob and you.
Forest therapy.
I don't know. I don't think that's something we need to tackle anytime soon.
You don't think so?
No. He says no.
I think we could get organized. I think it would be really nice.
As long as nothing goes in the dumpster.
Well, just think about all the space she's going to create.
Right?
Just that much more room.
So much more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring in some more tools, more tape measures.
Yeah, we'd find all the tape measures. Yeah.
So, Jacob, do you have a book for us this week?
You know, the book this week I was thinking about, it really has very little to do with today's podcast, but it's a great book. It's called Give and Take by Adam Grant. And in the book, he talks about the interactions with people and how to
ask questions instead of kind of force your opinion on someone. And it's a really good reminder, I think, for all of us to
be more inquisitive. Is that
to be more inquisitive and to not try to force answers into someone's mouth. So as you're talking about, you know, to coworkers or employees or spouses, whatever it may be, it's just some really good insight. So I highly recommend that book, Give and Take by Adam Grant.
I love that. I love that.
So one little surprise for our guests, we have a lightning round of quick questions.
It's
and
fun.
So
it's always fun.
Okay.
Some fun questions, a little quirky. So first one, do you have a celebrity crush?
Oh my goodness. I really don't. I'm so far removed from that with my mom life. Like, kids are my life right now.
There you
but
go.
My husband That's, does. Can I tell you his?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
His is Hugh Jackman.
Okay. He's got
Has
a man crush
been
on Hugh
for
Jackman.
Years. Okay. If he could, yeah. So there, I threw him under the bus there. For this one.
I like it. I like it. Favorite movie?
Ooh, P.S. I Love You with Hilary Swank.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's a little bit
it's
older movie,
old.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I've loved it since, like, my high school years. Okay. Like, That's high awesome. School, college. Yeah.
Awesome. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Bread.
Bread.
All varieties of bread. Bring me all the different kinds. Yes.
Go to exercise.
So I enjoy CrossFit.
Okay.
So it's kind of all of it. It's cross-functional, does all of the things. Body weight.
You like to torture your body.
Okay. I do. Yeah. I come back for more. I'm like, I hate this. But then I go back the next day.
So favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Oh, so we went to Colorado Springs several times in the last couple of years. And I really enjoyed that. If I could, I would be there.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Biggest pet peeve.
Only one.
No, yeah, you can list them all. We don't care.
I would say slow internet would have to take the cake. Time is very valuable to me, and a lot of what I do is on the internet. And so if it's slow,
that is brutal.
It really is my blood pressure rising.
Test your patience. That is for sure. Yeah. Isn't it funny how I'm the same way. Isn't it funny how we've just become so reliant on internet? It's like everything now is populated from the web. It seems like nothing is ever loaded on a device anymore.
No, it's not.
Well, can you go ahead and tell our listeners if they're trying to locate you or find you, how they can do that?
Absolutely. So everything is CLUTTERAWAYNWA. You can find us on Instagram. If you want to see some of our work, that's kind of what I call our portfolio. You can check us out there, CLUTTERAWAYNWA, all one word on Instagram. We have our Facebook page. There's reviews on Google. We have our website, which is www.clutterawaynwa.com. You can contact us there. There's a contact form. You can call me. You can email me hello@clutterawaynwa.com. And then my phone number is available on all of our promotional materials. So awesome. You can be in
Very
direct contact
easily.
With us. Yes. So just Google it or we'll be there. And we're pretty quick to respond in all those ways. So if you need something quick, we'll be able to help you.
Very good. Well, we are so happy to have had you today. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me. It was great to chat with you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Where to connect to us? We are on all of your podcast platforms, the Real Estate Experts podcast. Thank you guys. Have a great week.